Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare to local theaters. Audiences say they want originality, but do they actually prefer familiarity? If the latter is true, then Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again should catch the fancy of audiences who made the original 2008 ABBA musical a box office hit. All of the original cast members are back, joined by a cadre of actors who portray the characters in their earlier years. The flimsy dual timeline plot doesn't make a whole lot of sense if you think about it hard, but thinking hard isn't what this movie is about. Meryl Streep's role has sadly been reduced to a cameo, but her appearance is still the best thing about this movie. It's a breezy, cheerful lark with plenty of earworm pop tunes that will invade your brain for days after viewing. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again is the cinematic equivalent of a mirror ball, a cheesy, sparkly distraction. Familiarity also abounds in The Equalizer 2, Denzel Washington's first sequel, the follow-up to his 2014 action thriller that was based on the old TV series. Washington plays a former CIA black ops agent who uses his impressive skills to wreak violent revenge on the people who murdered his friend, played by Melissa Leo. Director Antoine Fuqua punctuates the plot with some well-staged and tense action scenes, but the movie is also burdened with some long, dull stretches. Still, it's got Denzel, one of the few actors who can elevate this kind of sadistic and brutal material. Also opening this week, Makia, When the Promised Flower Blooms, is a Japanese anime fantasy about a peaceful clan whose idyllic life is upended when an army invades in order to obtain their secret to immortality. And Unfriended, Dark Web, is a sequel to the 2015 horror hit Unfriended about the deadly pitfalls of the internet. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!